The penny is costing us money.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. See if this makes any sense. The penny is worthless because it is so expensive. The cost to produce the 1 cent coin continues to come in above the penny itself. That's according to the penny's producer, the U.S. Mint. Here to talk about the penny and its possible future is Wall Street Journal reporter Jeffrey Sparshot. So, Jeff, I may have a gazillion pennies, but I guess they're worth less than a gazillion cents. According to the U.S. Mint, what is the current cost to produce a penny?
It costs 1.5 cents to produce a penny, which is up a little bit from last year when it was 1.4 cents.
Right. This is the first time the costs have been up since 2011, but it's still worth less than 1 cent.
Yeah, there's, in fact, the Mint has studied this. They were directed by Congress to look at this. They've studied it, examined it, thought about different metal combinations they could use, different ways they could go about it, and they decided that there is no way that they can make a penny for less than the cost of its face value. It's just impossible. And so the price now fluctuates a little bit with the cost of the underlying metals, which are mostly zinc and 2.5% copper. But a lot of the cost is also just overhead, you know, the manufacturing cost, the cost of the people who work at the facilities and the cost of storing it and all that kind of stuff.
So the penny will never be worth more than what it costs to produce it. Is that right?
It doesn't look like it. No, unless, you know, I really can't foresee a situation in which it does. They would be hard pressed. I mean, they've looked also quite closely at the nickel. And about a year ago, no, 2 years ago, in fact, they decided that if they switched the composition of nickels, they could get the cost down to about a nickel. But there's wide ramifications for that. You know, everyone who owns a vending machine, people who you know, have coin counters, all that kind of stuff would have to change the machinery a lot. And they figured the cost of that would outweigh the benefits of getting the cost of a nickel down to a nickel. So right. that one's a money loser as well.
Right. This was a review done, what, 2 years ago, you said?
2 years ago, yeah. I mean, the Mint put a lot of time and effort studying it. They made up several dummies of different types of nickels with different metal contents. Some of them looked a lot more like a penny. They were copper-colored, but just isn't going to happen.
Have there been any studies about what a possible move would do to the economy? Or have you basically answered the question, you know, as far as vending machines are concerned?
Well, Canada got rid of the penny, and it didn't seem to have any deleterious effect on their economy. There's a lot of work, though. I mean, there's an emotional attachment to our currency that, you know, whether rational or not has to be considered. Congress ultimately would take an act of Congress to change the denominations of the currency. They would have to decide to do it, and the pressure on them is everything from charities. You know, when you go up to a cash register and you can put a penny in a little charity thing for someone, charities like the penny. Obviously, the company that makes the slugs that are turned into pennies, a company called Jarden, they like the penny. Congressmen in the district where that company exists, like the penny. Some Americans are very attached to the penny. They're worried that merchants will just round up costs rather than round down, and they'll end up paying more for stuff. So they're, despite the obvious economic loss of having the penny, there are a lot of people who like it.
I'm speaking with Jeffrey Sparshot, reporter for The Wall Street Journal, and you're listening to Your Money Matters.
Today's episode is brought to you by CIT. It's time to get growing with commercial lending, leasing, and treasury management services from CIT. CIT works with companies across a wide variety of industries, including transportation, technology, energy, manufacturing, healthcare, and retail. CIT has the expertise and experience to help you grow your business. For more information about how your business can grow with CIT, visit CIT.com. Put knowledge to work.
Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm speaking with Jeffrey Sparshot of the Wall Street Journal. Let's see, Jeff, the penny is worth less than what it costs to produce. So is the nickel. But I hear that the dime and the quarter are making money.
Yeah, there's they don't consider it a profit. There's a term in the currency world called seniorage, where basically something costs less than its face value. And when you consider that alongside you know, how much coins are sitting in drawers and never actually in circulation. What you and I would consider a profit, those particular coins are, in fact, profitable. They cost significantly less to make than they're worth. I don't have the figures right in front of me, but I think it's, you know, less than half. The Mint has made an effort to squeeze down costs. The penny at one point in 2011 cost 2.4 cents to make, which sounds, you know, twice as ridiculous as 1.5 cents. math qualifications aside. The White House has looked at ordered a comprehensive review of currency. The Treasury Secretary said they were, conducting a review to see if it still made sense to keep the penny. But ultimately, it's up to lawmakers. If people really do want to get rid of the penny, they have to write to their lawmakers and make it an issue. But it's cost millions of dollars a year, not billions. So it's not the end of the world at this point.
Right. And these mint facilities that churn out the coins, they're in Philadelphia and Denver. They're not in Washington, I guess.
Right. They've moved those out of outside the Beltway. And they're just, I've been to the one in Philadelphia. It's a genuine manufacturing facility. They make coins, everything from, the penny all the way up to the dollar, to collectible coins, to all kinds of different things. And it's really interesting. And they have actual artists there who kind of carve these things out, make the prototypes, sculpt them, and then they're scanned in and turned into coins. It's quite an interesting process.
I wonder how expensive the silver dollar is.
That one goes for quite, there's a gold one too, and they go for quite a bit more than face value.
That's for another time. Wall Street Journal reporter Jeffrey Sparshot, thank you very much for joining the podcast.
All right, thank you.
And that's this edition of Your Money Matters. Thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the News Desk in New York.
For more podcasts, check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.